A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 8, Stories of Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning. Our co-authors talk about their experiences of accessing community-based adult learning in the following clips. Alan.
I started community-based adult learning because I'd been volunteering with the local community network, and for my sins, they voted me as chairman. I had no idea about community activism. I've done activism for the LGBT community, but when it comes to community activism, I had no idea. And Station House Media Unit, SHMU, where I volunteered for their radio and their magazines, offered a course that was facilitated by Lead Scotland that was a community activist award. There was a serendipity to it that this is the right thing to do. The first piece of learning that I did was at Station House Media Unit. There were three of us that got together with a facilitator once a week to go through the Community Activist Leadership Award. I did a second piece of learning at home and was supported over the internet on a Zoom call. When I started, I was a bit nervous. I'm not a traditional learner, and I learned that only about 15 years ago, that I can read a book and not take anything in I need to learn in a specific way. And I didn't do very well at school because of this, so I was really nervous to start with and had resisted all efforts at doing any kind of further education, really. When I finished the Community Activist Award, it really felt like I'd achieved something. I'd enjoyed the process. I'd enjoyed the conversations that we'd had at the weekly meetings. At the end of it, it really was like I'd conquered a fear of doing any kind of educational activity, really. I think the only barriers I faced were in my head. I was supported both by Station House Media Unit and Lead Scotland in this learning, and it was very much tailored to the way that I learned and what I wanted to do. As an organisation, Lead Scotland was just fantastic in the support and the help that they gave me to get through not only this, but a further two courses as well. The learning's given me a lot more confidence in the fact that I can learn things, I just can't do it in a traditional way. The impact for the future, it will see me moving to somewhere warmer than Aberdeen to teach English. I did a TEFL course, a Teaching English as a Foreign Language course. And it's giving me a future. As much as I love Aberdeen, it's too cold for me, and the aches and pains that I'm getting actually go away when I'm somewhere that's a bit warmer than the northeast of Scotland. So the impact for me has been life-changing. If you're thinking about doing community-based adult learning, I would just say do it. All of the worries that I had literally went away within the first 15 minutes of walking into that room. And I walked out of it a more confident person with a plan for the future.
Ali.
I started community-based adult learning really as a kind of extension of my degree course in drama. I'd been doing a drama course at the University of the West of Scotland, and I wanted to develop some more skills actually about how to direct and how to work with actors, because the course was quite broad, but I wanted to do things that were a lot more specific. So I attended quite a lot of workshops and things that weren't necessarily geared as community-based adult learning. Well, they weren't called that, but that's essentially what they were. But that was certainly my main reason for starting. I wanted to sort of build on the skills that I already had during my degree and to actually just find more knowledge really that I could use. I did my learning at the Tron Theatre predominantly. It was a thing that they had years ago. It was called the Tron 100. And it was geared predominantly towards actors and directors and other creative people. You would go and attend a series of workshops that gave you different sort of skills and things. but it was associated with the Tron Theatre. When I went into learning, I was excited, really, because, as I've said, I wanted to build on the skills that I had with my learning, and I was excited that it wasn't school or university or anything like that as well. I was excited that this was geared specifically towards the needs that I had and the things that I wanted to do, as opposed to a kind of general degree where there were bits and pieces of everything. This felt much more bespoke. And so mainly I was excited. There was a degree of trepidation as well, obviously, because it's the same when you're always starting something new. There's always a degree of uncertainty about what's actually going to happen and whether it's going to be a success or so on. So there was a degree of trepidation, but mainly excitement and anticipation. At the end, I felt good, actually. I mean, the thing is, it was still going on, but I felt I had done as much as I could with it, actually. It didn't necessarily have a beginning or an end as such, but when I sort of stopped going to it, I felt as if I had learned as much as I could from all the workshops, and I felt happy that I'd been able to achieve what I set out to do when I decided I wanted to join this particular creative. So I felt as if it had been a very worthwhile experience, and I had learned skills that I certainly hadn't during my university course, and it was wonderful. But as I said before, this was much more geared towards specific needs, and I'd learned an awful lot more, and I felt it was an extremely useful experience, and I was very glad that I'd taken the time to do it. I did face a couple of barriers, mainly because it wasn't particularly for disabled people, and some of the people who were leading the workshops, for instance, they were creatives and they were theatre practitioners, but a lot of them hadn't necessarily worked with disabled directors or disabled actors before. And I think there was sometimes, not always, but there was sometimes a little bit of a gap between the things that I needed. For instance, if they were working like with things on a screen, you know, reading PowerPoints or things, because I couldn't access them in advance, and sometimes people didn't know about the kinds of things I needed, or also if it was quite a visual workshop about movement. And again, I didn't have a support worker or anybody with me to physically describe to me what was going on when people were moving about or how I should be moving. I found sometimes it was a bit difficult to access some of the workshops, but there were other ones that were great. I don't want to say by any manner of means that the workshops were inaccessible. A few of them were perhaps less accessible than they could be from a practical point of view. But something I will say is that as it went on, I chose the workshops to attend and the ones not to latterly. I found as I went along there was a pattern of, all right, this particular, for instance, script writing workshops were very accessible because it was like, come and read a bit of a play or something, and it would be something I already had, or certain acting workshops. But I stopped doing movement workshops, for instance, after a while, because I knew that they weren't accessible for me in particular. There wasn't really specific support. As I say, I didn't have support workers or anything like that. They were supportive in as much as when I said to them, these are some needs I have, and they became used to me after a while. So they were supportive from that point of view. But as I've said, I didn't have support workers or anything like that. That's more to do with a wider system, though. I don't think that's to do with that particular group of workshops, you know, or that particular theatre company. It's because unless I'm being physically paid to do something, for instance, I can't get support from Access to Work. And this obviously wasn't a paid opportunity, and you know, I couldn't get support. But that's not that particular theatre company's fault. That's the system more generally, I would say. The learning has really impacted the way I do my own creative practice now. For instance, the workshops that they've done, particularly the script writing ones, for instance, they've given me great skills in dramaturgy and reading skills and working with actors. The kind of things that it's really the kind of nuts and bolts of the work that I do, really, and I probably wouldn't have been able to do it without doing this, because what I'd done before at university was very sort of theory-based. So the fact that this was so practical, you know, the skills in these workshops it was all so sort of practical for me to, it helped me really learn things and work out how to do things rather than just how to think about things. It got me sort of out of my head a little bit, I would say, you know, stopped me thinking as an academic and more as a theatre practitioner. I would advise anybody who wants to have a go at community-based adult learning to basically just go for it, because there are opportunities for everything, and there are so many different courses out there, and the stuff I was doing was very specific to me and to what I needed, but there are courses in absolutely everything, and it's great to actually just learn, whether it be to add new skills, to add to existing skills that you have, or to learn new skills and to start something completely different. But it's a great opportunity. It's very exciting. So I would strongly advise anyone to just go for it if they possibly can. Something else I would like to add actually is from the other point of view, because now a lot of what I do, funnily enough, is actually delivering workshops myself. So I've kind of moved in some ways from actually taking part in community-based adult learning as a participant to actually planning workshops and so on myself. And a lot of what I do now is actually delivering workshops and opportunities for other creatives. And again, that comes from having done these courses. And it's interesting actually working from both sides of it, but actually it's a lot of the same skills, because again, I was inspired by some of the workshop facilitators and how they conducted the workshops, and that sort of helped me develop my own craft from that point of view. So actually as a facilitator, yeah, community-based adult learning is extremely exciting as well and a great opportunity.
Holly.
I started community-based learning through circles, through the work that I've been doing previously. I did my learning through LEAD. I went to had Barbara Taylor. I didn't have anyone else. I was very excited and really keen to do it. I felt silly. I could do more. When the course finished, I felt inspired to do more. I did get support from Barbara Taylor from LEAD, and she did a lot. I did most of the work with my Adult Achievement Award. I didn't know if there's anybody as such. It was a slow progress to start with. I would have an awful lot of confidence. I would help them achieve what they want and then support them all the way if they're struggling or whatever. If they have any questions, I would help them.
Neil.
For me, it was really just a different aspect to learning, because I never really engaged with the formal learning programme. And I guess I probably was slightly forced into it just through, I suppose, employment-wise, really to widen my opportunities. Maybe not forced, maybe that's not the right word, but certainly I was encouraged. It's just a different way of learning, I think, and the difference being not such a formal model. My first learning experience would have been on-site, really. I was working as a learning upholstery, and it was a way of enhancing traditional upholstery. It was the first course I ever did, which was a practical course and very, very interesting. I've done several other courses as well, but that was the one that really got me into it, because it was a practical, and then I could see the difference between that and formal learning. It was more relaxed, and just all the aspects of the community-based was there. It was based in an accessible place for myself. I was with a nice, safe community, and I was learning. So it had all three aspects in one. And that really then got me moving on to going back into a college setting for some other learning, adult learners stuff, which coming into the was more based around the technology. And I've done several technology modules, but most of my technology modules have all been done through the community-based learning model. When I first started the learning, I guess I was initially slightly nervous just because of what had gone before. But that was soon dispelled just by the relaxed sort of style and having the time to do it at your own pace, not having any sort of pressure put on you. Although, I mean, there is a little bit, you know, you want to succeed and there's pressures on that. But no formal pressure and no, you know, failing or fear of failing. It was very much at your own pace, which meant, I think, it was something a lot easier to do and made it a lot more enjoyable. And I mean, I think that was part of my problem before. I didn't enjoy learning, so I didn't really engage with it. So actually to enjoy it was part of it as well. After finishing the first course, it was just an amazing feeling to have actually completed, I think it was a 10-week course, if I remember correctly. But having done that, it was just amazing. It didn't feel like learning. You gained all these skills without actually being aware that you were, you know, being pushed or being challenged or challenging yourself. It was just a completely different feeling than what I'd ever had before with any sort of educational sort of stuff. It was just a joy to be doing it. And the feeling at the end of it was amazing, you know, because it was a practical course and we completed quite a big project at the end. And to have that, I mean, I've still got the piece of furniture that I made. I've kept it all these years, and that was just such an achievement. And like I said, it didn't feel like you'd actually, well, it didn't feel like you'd been taught anything, although you'd achieved so much just on a practical level, just at your own pace. I think it's the difference, not forced on, not having the worry of falling behind or not coping. I think one of the barriers, I mean, there were very few, because I think the accessibility side of it was really good. There seemed a lot more time spent on discussing that before we got started. I think previously with the formal stuff, there was loads of barriers, and that, again, probably didn't help me engage either. But later on, of course, when I did the sort of the more techie courses, the barriers were there, but part of the course was almost getting rid of the barriers, you know, through technology. That was the motivation, I suppose, because technology, I think, has definitely got rid of a lot of barriers. Although there still are some barriers, maybe even finding some locations can be a barrier sometimes, you know, just different locations, inaccessible locations, coursework, sometimes can not be accessible, you know, but I think those barriers are really less and less now, and certainly the more you learn with technology, then you should be able to decrease the barriers. For me, the biggest support was peer support. I think the fact that you're, you know, doing it as a group, that was the biggest support. I mean, yeah, there's some support around the materials and that were made accessible as much as it could be, but to me, it's the peer support is invaluable. I think every sort of course I've done, I think it's always been sort of the peer based. There's almost it's in the title, community based. You know, I think that means peers is the community, and you do it together, you learn together, and you support each other. It enhanced my whole career path. I changed careers halfway through. I did upholstery after those courses. But after learning the technology, it enabled me then to move on to office-based work and then promotions and whole career path. And really, any success I've had career-wise has been due to the community-based stuff I've done, because, like I said, I didn't engage before. So, and I've always wanted then to push myself a bit further, knowing that I could and knowing that the support was there through the community-based model rather than the formal model. And that was the biggest thing. I think knowing that you weren't scared of the learning, where previously I'd probably been very anti-learning and very scared of it. It was the opposite. Approach it with a completely open mind, because it's really not what you think. It's a completely different style of learning. And I think if you have an open mind and give it a go, you'll definitely reap the rewards. And I think the peer support you get, and even friendships develop, are incredible. It's really important that cost and finance shouldn't be a barrier either, and in most cases isn't a barrier. There is support and financial support out there as well, so that there shouldn't be any financial restrictions or barriers to it.
Stacey.
I started community-based adult learning about 3-4 years ago now. I started it because I was struggling to do my theory for my driving and to do my kids' homework, some stuff with that. So I was really struggling. I did it in the community library in Murray. It actually felt quite good because you weren't felt as if you were being rushed to do these things. It was taken at your own speed and you could make appointments where it was suitable for you. And it was one-to-one as well. You never felt you were being rushed or, you know, judged or nothing. I've actually not finished it. I'm still continuing. Because obviously the start of the pandemic, when the lockdown had started, it was all put to a stop for a while. And then I had to start learning about the online learning side of things. So that was also a new thing. They got in touch with me by telephone and offered a free laptop to be able to learn from home but online. So that way we were still being able to keep in touch with one another. It was difficult to start with because I wasn't sure how it all worked with online. So it did take me a while to get used to it and how to join Zoom because I was doing all my work from home. So learning how to do things on the computer was difficult and keeping in touch with everybody. My adult learner tutor kept in touch by telephone. If I had any worries or inquiries, I just gave her a call. I'm still in the middle of doing a course with working with others just now. Because of lockdown hit us, it's extended it a bit. It has been difficult. During lockdown was difficult because you weren't able to meet face to face. It was all online. It was hard going, but once I got used to it, I was okay. Because I know there's always somebody at the other end of the phone if I needed help with something. And it does put your mind at ease that there's help there. I would say definitely give community-based adult learning a go because they've been a great help to myself and very trustworthy people. They help you with basically anything, really, you know. I would just say give it a go.
Ashley.
I've started community-based adult learning because it was a good way to get to helping people. First of all, I went to college for 3 years and then I did 3 years at university. And then when I finished that, I was just seeking out opportunities to help people. So I started with LCIL and I did a lot of their workshops, which I would consider community-based adult learning because you learn a lot about like knowing your rights and how to speak up for yourself as well. I never based in the community and also a big chunk of my community-based adult learning was there were two main things I would say was partners in policy making, which I did in 2017 to 2018. And then I did an online course with Inclusion Scotland in 2020, 2021, and that was all about working about disability rights and leadership. And it wasn't until lately that I realized it was community-based adult learning. But I think it's really good because it brings people together. And when I first started, I felt quite nervous, but I also felt excited because I was meeting new people and we were going to learn new skills and things for the partners. It was across Scotland. We got to meet lots of different people from different places, but it's always a bit daunting when you start something new, but once you get into it, it gets a lot better. And it's really good just to have the opportunity to meet people on. Yeah. But the part of the policy-making course was fairly good, because at the beginning, I went in and thought that and you know, and I didn't really understand why I was there. So at the end, it was a real sense of accomplishment and knowing that you learned a lot, you met all these people, and you really contributed. Not so much with the inclusion course, but I did feel at the end of it that, again, I had learned a lot because I had placement at that course as well. I got some really good insights into like various areas of inclusion, so I felt more equipped to approach things in a different way. I know who to ask if I'm stuck with something. I found it difficult to actually like what I was learning at the time, because you have lots of discussions and you come up with these really, really good idea, but I wasn't sure how it would directly apply to my life. So like, I would be like, oh, this is really interesting, but I'm not sure how I'm going to fit into what I need to do next. That became clearer as time moved on, but at the time you're like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this information. I was supported through the organization that run it, so for partners in policy making, you know, it's a very thing. So the companies that run it, book accommodation, put out your mail, and make it really, really accessible. And also, you could email them if you were struggling with your coursework. And also, the group of participants became low as well, so that was really good. On the Inclusion Scotland course, again, I was supported by other participants because we had fortnightly meetings discussing what we were learning, because we were doing an Open University course, and we came up with a study group. So that in itself was really supportive, because sometimes when you're doing something like that on your own, you can lose motivation or not complete it or things. But that's really good to like almost be accountable to the group as well. So it was something, yeah, that I've been like, oh, I meet these people next week. I have to get this done. So that was really helpful for me. And yeah, just getting to know different participants on the group as well. The impact that this learning has had, again, especially in partners, is a big key, is networking. Because I met so many people, and even though I did partner a while ago, and we still like look at things together, support each other for different things. But it's taking that knowledge elsewhere as well. And I think then going Scotland was, it was about like looking at different types of leadership. So it was almost having another foot in the door to that kind of thing as well. So I've learned, I guess I've learned a lot about community and learning together and the value of that rather than the actual content. I'm not saying that the content wasn't good. The content was great, but there's different aspects to learning that as well. My advice for starting a community-based adult learning course would be try and research as much as possible what it is you're doing and why, like, what the benefits of that are, etc. And staying connected to the people that you learn with as well, because as I say, new ideas can ping up all the time, and it's a really good way of continuing that learning as well. What's really amazing me for doing this project is that me personally learning what community-based adult learning is. It's not that I didn't know what it was, but I kind of like loosely assumed that it was these type of learning, but now I know that it was, and it's really good to identify what you've done. Whereas at the time you're doing it, you may not always know that you're doing it.
This guide was co-produced by Lead Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Lead Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Lead Scotland, go to www.lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.